Good morning. My name is Ed Hollihan, and this is The View from Here. I misplace my phone on a regular basis. Now, this is a modern development, not so easy to do in the old days. In those days, telephones were the size of a loaf of bread. The thing you talked into was about 8 inches long and shaped like a dumbbell. It sat in a cradle where it depressed 2 buttons, ending your connection. There was a big dial on the front of it, with holes that you put your finger into, in order to get the party that you were looking for. Put your finger, or your pencil, in a hole and rotate the dial. Do it 6 more times, and you've dialed a number. Phone numbers with repeating integers were fun because you could leave your finger where it was in the dial and let it ride counterclockwise back to the start, and do it again. The phone numbers were much cooler then, too. Not just numbers, but letters and numbers. There were exchanges in various parts of the city, usually named after important, long-forgotten men. Our phone number, when I grew up, was Havermeyer 47805. I swear to you, if I live to be 197, sitting in a corner, batty, and trying to recall my own name, I will still remember Havermeyer 47805. My little Aunt Terry, who lived downstairs from us, had a TV before we did. So my sister and brother and our cousins, her boys, would pile up and watch our shows. The TV was a huge white Philco. The cabinet was about, 4 feet tall and 3 feet wide. The screen was 11 inches across, and the picture was broadcast in varying shades of muddy gray, and it was magic. The milkman left bottles of his product outside the back door, in a milk box. And on other mornings throughout the week, we would be alerted by the shouts and jingles of the vegetable man, the seltzer man, the knife sharpener, the bleach man, and the ice cream man. My mother paid our life insurance premiums to Harry, who came to the front door once a month and wrote his transactions in a book. He was large and noisy, and he called me Half Pint. I did not like him. I walked to St. Sebastian's School every morning for 8 years. St. Sebastian's had all kinds of statues in and around the school, many of them depicting the great saint himself. Now, for those of you who don't know, Sebastian was a Roman soldier, a centurion, as a matter of fact, a big man in the army, who converted to Christianity and was executed for it. Now, the manner of his demise was particularly gruesome. He was tied to a tree and shot full of arrows. He was saved miraculously by divine intercession, and then he got shot full of arrows again. The second time it worked, he died. I always thought it odd that God would save Sebastian the first time and then let him die on the do-over. Anyway, I would go to school every day surrounded by pictures and statues of poor Saint Sebastian looking down at us with all those arrows sticking out of him at the oddest angles. Take it from me, there's nothing quite like memorizing the times tables under the gaze of a guy in a half tunic who has just been executed. It kind of put math in perspective. My cousin Tommy wore his hair in a sort of, Irish pompadour, full of vitalis and piled ever so carefully above his freckled face. He thought of himself as quite the tough guy, but he actually looked a lot more like a Cupid doll. He had a 49 Ford with the shift on the column. The car was pale blue, a streamlined thing of beauty that he would park in the alley next to the house, and we would all stand around looking at it. We stood there and looked at that car, sometimes for an hour or more. Yeah, things were simpler then. Tommy's gone now, as are a lot of those cool cats and kittens, and your telephone can do things today that it would have taken 6 telephones, 5 professors, and a science fiction writer to do back then. And it's been a very long time since anybody put a nickel in one. But that's all right. There are new little kids staring wide-eyed at their own older cousins, holding them in awe. And there are all manner of machines today that will seem just as outdated as that old phone 60 years from now. You can count on it. And all those years down the road, another writer will be writing for future generations. And his boyhood fixtures will be just as gone as old Mr. Havermeyer.